from Newark, New Jersey to Detroit, nonstop. And the flight was carrying me through Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania to Bradford, Erie, and directly across the lake of Lake Erie to Detroit. My flight was 8,500 feet, and I was flying by visual flight rules above an overcast. The overcast itself is roughly 5,000 feet, and above the clouds, it is ceiling and visibility were both unlimited, with very excellent visibility and no upper clouds at all. Roughly about 8:45, while I was having my dinner, like all good pilots do once in a while, I noticed out on my left window, there were three lights out on my left side of the 9 o'clock position. These three lights maintained this relative position for from 35 to 40 minutes. Their color was from a yellow to a light orange, and these three lights were in a horizontal position, and they represented, or they assumed the same look as the belt of the constellation Orion. The interval was maintained throughout the distance of these three. However, occasionally the third object, which was the last one in the line, he occasionally dropped back somewhat and also gained altitude, but generally speaking, they maintained the same position. Occasionally also, they speeded up quite a bit and pulled ahead to almost directly, let's say, at 11:30 o'clock to my position, and then they would slow down again and drop back to right off my wingtip. As I say, this went on for 35 to 40 minutes. It shook me up slightly when I first noticed them. After looking at them for a while, I sort of got used to the idea. But anyhow, the one big thing that struck me very noticeably was the brilliance and or luminosity of their color. It would go from a very light dim to a very bright, brilliant color, and then it would go back to dim again. And during this period, occasionally the light would be extinguished completely, and I'd only see two of them, and then maybe it would come back again, and there'd be three, and maybe the two lights would go out, and there'd only be one, and occasionally the whole three would go out, and I wouldn't see any. They were definitely higher than I was. It would be, but the same thing would be if a person had a light in the middle of a dark field at night. It would be impossible for you to know, just looking at the light, if this light were 100 feet away from you or 1,000 feet. So if you don't know the size, it gives you an idea of distance. In all of my career of flying, I have never in my life seen anything even remotely resembling this. 15 years of the airlines, and also about 13 years other than my flight. A total of about 28 years. Had 40 passengers, and after I first noticed the object, I brought it to the attention of my co-pilot and also my flight engineer, and we three sat there, the stewardesses came up, the two stewardesses, and the five of us actually sat there and watched them for quite a while, and in the meantime, I was mulling over in the back of my mind whether I should tell it to the passengers, but I finally decided to, and before I did, I also told them I only had a cup of hot tea to drink in the house and that there were no lightning bugs in the cockpit. And everybody took it very well. As a matter of fact, it was most enjoyable to them. There was only one passenger who was slightly apprehensive. As a matter of fact, there were several passengers who wanted me to go over closer, but I thought discretion was the better part of valor, and I remained on course. I suppose I'm no different than all the rest of the average American individual, that we read about it and we wonder if the person who excited it was sober or sane or telling the truth or what, and generally though, you had a feeling like you couldn't discount them entirely, and that was generally my feeling. I thought, well, there must be something to it, but what, I wasn't sure. I might like to say, in an airplane, only has several white lights. One is a landing light, which shines straight forward, and the other is a white tail light, which you can only see when you're to the rear. So in either case, if it were either the landing light or the tail light, it would mean that the ES, if it were an aircraft, would be either flying directly towards me or away from me. And in no event could they stay there for surely for 35 or 40 minutes. So that in itself would refute the idea of it being an aircraft. When I was over Erie, Pennsylvania, I called on my company frequency and asked if there were any other airplanes in the vicinity, and there were two. There was one around Toledo and another one around Windsor, Canada. And both of them, when I brought it to their attention, both of them cited the same three bright, shining objects. And they all three, I mean, the other two also admitted that they were higher than they were. I then called Airway Traffic Control and asked them if they had a flight of any three planes on an airway traffic current, and there was none. I also tried to put them up on my radar set, but our radar is primarily for weather surveillance and not for airplanes, so I didn't get anything on my radar. We have a procedure with the airline that when there are unknown sightings of any kind, that we make a report to our company, which in turn reports it to the government for immediate dissemination, which I did at that time. I immediately called my company in Detroit, and Detroit itself gave it to the government for any unidentified objects of either on the ground or in the sea or in the air.